The group included high schoolers and college students. Some played instruments and sang on the grassy lawn, part of the House of Rock ICT band. Others shared testimonials about the importance of voting. Marquita Atkins, executive director and founder of Destination Innovation, helped create the program called Root the Power to get young people civically engaged.
If they don't have the power to vote, they have the power of their voice. And that is a catalyst to change. And also to talk to their parents or anybody that they know that is not voting. If you're not going to vote, vote for me. And these are the issues that are important to me.
Issues such as food deserts in certain parts of the city, Atkins says, and the absence of driver's ed in Wichita public schools. She says it's key to learn who's in charge of making those decisions. Some of the youth, like Wichita State student Bethany Hollingsworth, sport purple shirts with Root the Power emblazoned on the front. She came out to vote and support first-time voters.
We don't realize that politics and who we put into office affects, like, every part of our lives. And so if we really want to improve the quality of life for ourselves and others, we need to do our duty and vote.
Alondra Lerma agrees. She's been a part of the program since she was a junior in high school. Now she's a junior at WSU and can vote. She says it's a huge opportunity.
Especially since a lot of people, at least in my family particularly, they don't have the privilege to vote. There's like a lot of untouched potential there that you can really take advantage of and make sure that your voice is heard.
Make sure your voice is heard. But what if you are under 18 and aren't eligible to vote yet? Lerma says you still can join in.
Do not let that discourage you, because you also have opportunities to work as an election poll worker, a site poll worker, where you can also get paid for the opportunity just to learn how the process is, and you get to have fun and make money. Like, that's a great opportunity just for you to start getting involved.
Sedgwick County is still accepting poll workers. Early voting at the Sedgwick County Election Office runs through Monday, November 1st at noon. Election Day is on Tuesday, November 2nd. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols. Yeah.